Carol Butler, welcome.
Thank you, Julia.
Now, you've just published your second children's book, Mama Jo's Kitchen. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So first of all, what drives your passion to write for this audience?
Well, I think that the first book that I wrote really opened my eyes to the fact that I really could write a book and that the kids really enjoy reading it. And almost every time I went to a school, especially, somebody would always raise their hand and say, are you going to write another book? And I went, really? No, I hadn't really thought about that. But then the following question would be, and what will it be about? Hearing that question more and more times, I thought about what I could write about, and I thought about my grandmother. So that's how I did that.
Good for you.
That was the seed.
Very good seed. I'm really glad it got planted by those same kids that you wrote the first book for. And the first book explored the first woman in our own Fort Wayne Fire Department.
Right.
So what's the storyline here?
This is about a woman, the matriarch of her family, who also had a sense of humor, and she had a real keen interest and dedication to education, and I wanted to share that about my grandmother.
That's very, very special, and in fact, you are a really big believer in family trees and family ties and connections. So how did you manage to roll all of that so lovingly into this single charming story?
Well, we don't really know that much about our family before our grandmother, but everybody in my family kind of starts with Mama Jo. We all go back to her. And I just thought she had such an amazing story of her own that it needed to be told. And so it's a family story, and I felt like it needed to be shared, especially now.
And it does center around Mama Jo's Kitchen, which is a great place to be. And we are talking about roughly five generations of family traditions here. Why choose this time and that length of a family span to share in a story?
Oh, because Mama Jo is the root of our family right now. We're in 2019, and she was born in 1895. And a lot of us didn't really know too much about her. She was a school teacher, and I was not her student, but for whatever reason, I do not know, my mom and dad sent me to live with her for maybe a year. And so of all of the generations, I'm the only one that has that kind of connection. And I have unique stories that I remember, and I wanted to put those into a book and, you know, tell that story.
What a blessing for everyone. Starting with your family, but going way beyond your family.
Right.
And good for you. Now, a picture being worth a thousand words, we hear. The illustrations in this book, I would have to say, are priceless. How did you connect with a Swedish artist for this illustration?
Thank you for asking that. It's a very interesting story. I started out with the illustrator for the first book, and she was so busy, she wasn't able to do it. And I looked other places, enlisted the help of friends, and wasn't able to find an illustrator for about a year after the story had been written. And then I just decided to do an internet search. And so I did a Google alert for the word illustrator. And one day it had a website called guruguru.com. It acts as a clearing place for artists and creative people all around the world. And I found her that way.
Brilliant. She happened to be in Sweden.
Yes.
Karen Skold. And the pictures just really bring the whole story to life. Now, she did work from photographs that you could share with her.
She worked from photographs. And then some of the objects I had a memory of. So I would find a picture of one like that, and then she would create that object in the picture that started out with maybe Mama Jo's photograph.
I'm so happy that the connection got made, that this 21st century way to connect brought such wonderful old-fashioned illustration results. And of course, a story about such a magical kitchen would not be complete without the recipes. So this is a gift from Mama Jo to all of us.
It is.
It's fantastic. It's a gift that keeps on giving,
to be sure. Yes.
Now, Carol, you are quite an advocate for empowering girls and women and literacy and all things art-centric, I would have to say. All noble goals. Why this drive? What makes you have to be on the line for these issues?
There are several reasons. One is I think that girls need to be empowered. We need to recognize the equality of men and women, women and men. And children now, they have a lot of situations and struggles that we never had as we were growing up. And so this book, I'm hoping, will create that escape where kids now can go open the pages of Mama Jo's book and go back just to escape from all of the things that they have to struggle with right now.
It is a safe place then.
It is. I hope it is. I hope that they really can open up. The last page of the book says, everyone can visit Mama Jo's kitchen. All you have to do is close your eyes. Because you've read the story, you've seen her, you've been in her kitchen. Just close your eyes and take a break from what you're doing and all of the challenges that you have, children and grown-ups.
Good for you. Right, there's room right, in the kitchen. I get that. And this book is so reasonably priced as to be in the labor of love category, mm-hmm. I would say. You encourage folks, in fact, to buy two at that price so they can share one
right.
with somebody that should have
right.
it. Is this another family tradition?
Well, it's a tradition that my husband and I are happy to create. And we did that with the last book. This book is only done in hardcover. A comparable book of its size and quality would sell for at least twice as much. And we made a deliberate decision to make this book $9.99 so that everybody can afford to purchase this book. And people who can afford more, they can donate this book to a family or a child-focused organization or whatever they want to do.
I think that's fantastic. And, okay, as someone deeply rooted in storytelling, what do you make of the seeming global need that's happening right now to share one story?
I listen to NPR every day, and I hear StoryCorps, and I hear your folk tales, and I'm going to use this thing that I like to share. The earth is but one country, and mankind its citizens. We are all one. And the things that we have to deal with now call us to be more loving and to recognize that we are one. That's what I believe. We are one human family.
That's the power of the story, indeed. Mm-hmm. So making it relevant, what's in this book that 21st century kids really need right now?
I think they need encouragement. I think they need support. And I think they need adults to give them all of those things. They can't do it themselves. The example that Mama Jo shows in her character and the stories gives them that, and it gives them a chance to just kind of go in and open the door and ask for what they want. Because every time you open the book, you have a way to enjoy something that's really beautiful, I think.
Great, just great. Meanwhile, is there another story incubating in there somewhere inside you, Carol?
This story was told from my perspective as a little girl, but then I also asked a lot of people to give me some stories of their own about our family. And now that the book is published, we'll have people who want to share more stories. And you never know when I might decide, okay, we need to make another book, New Chronicles from Mama Jo's Kitchen, New Adventures.
I like the sound of that. And last question, Carol. You particularly enjoy reading your stories to young audiences. What do you hope that you and your listeners will take away from each and every personally guided tour of Mama Jo's Kitchen?
This story is a family story. And even if people don't have that kind of structure in their own family, that they will recognize the qualities and the peacefulness and the joy and the love that they can take with them, whether they have that kind of family or not. That's really my hope, that it will make their world better. And I get the idea that I was really able to, with the assistance of so many people, including my husband Tom, to do something and create a story that I think will bring joy to people. And not everyone can say that they had an idea and that it really came to fruition. And I just think that's pretty cool. because a whole lot of people had a lot to do with this. You don't do anything just by yourself. And then once it is created, then you have all these people who see it and enjoy it. And that creates another stream of joy for the author.
Fort Wayne resident Carol Butler is author of Mama Jo's Kitchen. Carol, thank you so much for sharing your story of this lovely story with us today. Good job. Carry the gift.
Thank you, Julia. Such a pleasure.
That was an arts and culture interview by WBOI's Julia Meek. You can find more of Julia's arts-driven reporting at WBOI.org and on the WBOI Facebook page.